So you guys have made the Uncharted games, got amazing reception to those games. What made you go out of the box and go with this wild and crazy post-apocalyptic story?
There were a couple of reasons, one of which is, you know, we'd really sort of spent all of this time and energy creating the engine that powered the Uncharted series, and we were interested to see what else we could do with this technology that we created. It'd sort of be a shame that, you know, we stuck with one game and, you know, really didn't sort of push our boundaries. And around the time that Uncharted 2 finished, Neil Druckmann, who's now the creative director on The Last of Us, and Bruce Straley, who's the game director on The Last of Us, both were thinking about maybe trying to explore different game genres with the technology. So they tried different ideas, you know, they were brainstorming what they could do, and they were really interested in sort of trying to take a more mature take on sort of what are the types of games that we've gotten to be known for. It actually started out from, they were watching No Country for Old Men, there's really no music in that movie, and it's really about sort of ratcheting up the tension, especially anytime there's conflict in there. So they're really sort of inspired about, you know, how can we evoke that into the player as well? How can we make sure that, you know, they walked out and they felt that they were as tense as the characters in the movie, and it's like, that's what they wanted to recreate in the game. So it's like, what kind of setting can we do to sort of bring the player so far into the game that when the characters are tense or happy or curious, that you're feeling the same emotions that they are, you're really empathizing with them.